Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Sad news in the pop culture sporting world. Hulk Hogan passed away today at 71 years old. This is, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, it's not a person that I can speak to in a way that I would with someone else passing. So Chris Russell is going to jump on with us at the end. Chris was a big WWE guy, Hulk Hogan guy, so he'll jump on with us at the end. But I know how significant Hulk Hogan was to a generation of wrestling fans and entertainment fans. Certainly one of the more significant entertainers of the last 40 or so years. 71 years old. They're calling it a sudden heart attack, cardiac arrest at his home in Clearwater, Florida. 71 years old. Hulk Hogan has passed away. So again, we'll talk more about that with Chris right before his show at about 12:45. 12:50. I did want to share with you what Mark Klaus, the team's new team president, said about the news today that Phil Mendelson broke, the city council chair, that they're going to vote on the RFK deal on August 1st, a week from tomorrow. So a week from tomorrow, it will become official that the RFK project will move forward and the team will be targeted for a return to D.C. and the RFK site in the year 2030. Mark Klaus, the team's president, and these are the kinds of subjects that you want to hear from the team president on. You don't want to hear the team president jump in the middle of a Carson Wentz media back and forth, as our team president did 3 years ago. Klaus wrote, quote, "We are thrilled that the council will vote to hopefully support this project on August 1. We appreciate their effort to keep us moving toward our goal of opening our new stadium for 2030. We are also grateful for the valuable feedback and support from our fans and community over the last several months. We believe in the transformative power of this project for DC and thank Mayor Bowser for her vision and leadership, as well as Chairman Mendelson and the council for their thoughtfulness and diligence in collaborating on our plan. Through this process, we've seen firsthand how committed our city's leaders are to building a strong future for the district. With the council's announcement today, the opportunity to bring the team back to its spiritual home and revitalize a critical part of the nation's capital is now a step closer." Closed quote. Again, that from Mark Klaus, the team president. Yesterday, we put out a poll. Terry's holdout, whose side are you on? Are you more Team Terry or more front office? I did not project what I thought the vote would be before, but I'll tell you now, I would have been dead wrong. I would have guessed that 70% plus would have been Team Terry. You know, right around 30% team front office. 2,500 votes, basically. Team Terry, 50.2%. Team front office, 49.8%. Basically a dead heat of a rather large sample size of votes of the team's fans. You know, most of the votes, I am assuming, off of my Twitter account would be fans past or present of the team. Basically a dead heat. I didn't say this before we talked about it. I was team front office, but I could see both sides, and I certainly hope that they reach a long-term deal. But I would have guessed 70-30, team Terry over team front office. That would have been my guess. I would have been dead wrong. Are you surprised, Chris, at the results?
A little. I honestly thought more people would be for Terry.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I thought it'd be kind of a landslide in his favor. So I am a little surprised.
Well, then you are surprised.
Yeah, I am.
I am too.
To see more even, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much a dead heat. 50.2 to 49.8. I think I looked at this at one point very late last night, and team front office actually had a slight lead. They were at like 50.1, and team Terry was at like 49.9. Yeah, it ends up being team Terry
the
by
bologna
smidge.
Pretty thin.
I'm sorry?
So that's slicing the bologna pretty thin. That's pretty much 50-50.
That is extra thin sliced. On the deli meat, no doubt. That's the way I like it. I actually like it chipped, you know, where it's kind of all chopped up. I like deli meat sliced that way, too. I don't like thick cut deli meat. All right. Our guy Denton was out at training camp today, and he had two conversations like he did yesterday, and we're going to play both of them back right now. The two Jacorys. So the team has Jacory Brooks, a wide receiver, undrafted free agent, remember, this year in 2025, a 6'2", 200-pound wide receiver from Louisville. And then, of course, seventh-round pick, Jacory Kroski Merritt, who was at Arizona for a game, but really has had the production in college at New Mexico. There are a lot of high hopes for Kroski Merritt, I know, among our fans. Denton talked to both of them. Which one do you want to play first, Chris?
Let's do Jacorski Kroski Merritt.
Jacory Kroski Merritt, running back, seventh rounder with Denton out at practice today afterwards.
All right, second day of practice out here, training camp at the NFL. How'd it feel out there, man?
Yeah, great. Just happy to be out around the whole team, great organization, and great people. So, I mean, I'm excited to play for the people around me.
I saw you found the end zone a couple times. They were doing 11-on-11s. What are you seeing in the backfield and hitting the hole there?
And just being me, just trusting the reads, just knowing what read I have on this play, and just really just studying and having a feel for the game. That's where it pretty much comes from.
You got a lot of veterans in that running back room. What are you kind of learning from some of those guys in the early process here?
I'm just learning the small details. The small details it takes to be a great running back. And, like, those guys brought me in. And, I mean, it's a number of respect for those guys. They teach me day by day what I need to do to get better. I mean, we just feeding off each other, and, I mean, that's great.
What's it like being out there in the backfield with Jayden Daniels?
I mean, it's good. He's a great quarterback, smart quarterback, and, I mean, I'm just ready to work on side of him.
What's the process been like of learning an NFL playbook?
I mean, just basically it just come on, like, how much time you want to put in it. And I've been putting the time in, and it's becoming, you know, easy.
So obviously the first couple days are fun. You guys are in shells. Pat's coming on soon. How excited are you to get out there?
I'm definitely excited because, I mean, I guess just what people want to see. I mean, I really don't think it'll be a difference, but I'm just ready, like, just taking it step by step. It's just a part of the process. Let's not be in the past. And when we get in past it, I mean, still just going to try to do me.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rookie running back Jacory Kroski Merritt with Denton after practice today out in Ashburn. High hopes, you know, because of the lack of running back productivity, you know, especially towards the end of the year. You know, I've mentioned this before, you know, basically Isaiah Pacheco over the last 10 years is about the only running back drafted in the seventh round that has become a meaningful contributor. So the odds are stacked against him, but because he really didn't have a college season last year, played in the opener with Arizona and then was ruled ineligible based on, I guess, how it came about where he went from New Mexico to Arizona, he may have gotten lost in the shuffle because he had one hell of a season in 2023 at New Mexico, rushing that particular season for 1,190 yards, averaging 6.5 yards a carry, rushing for 17 touchdowns that year. So it's very possible, had he played an entire season at Arizona, he would have gone earlier. You know, there were a lot of running backs in this draft as well. So there's always a chance, and Washington certainly has the opportunity for a running back. I mean, Brian Robinson Jr. probably starts as the first-round back, and you got to hope that Austin Ekeler, coming off multiple concussions last year, is healthy, because when he was in the lineup last year, it was a better offensive team. And don't forget, Deebo Samuel will be a part of the backfield mix as well. All right, Ja'Cory Brooks is another rookie. I think he was one of those rookies, undrafted free agents, that got, you know, a nice sized signing bonus. They were excited to have him. You know, 6'2", 6'2 and a half, 200 pounds, out of Louisville, a guy that was very productive last year, you know, over 1,000 yards, 9 touchdown catches, and he started his career at Alabama, and in 2022 actually had 8 touchdown catches for the Crimson Tide in 2022. This was Ja'Cory Brooks with Denton after practice today out in Ashburn.
All right, day number two out here at training camp. How'd it feel out there, man?
I feel amazing, man. You know, great job to come out here and compete with the guys and just have fun.
What's it like working with this wide receiver group and learning from guys like Deebo Samuel?
It's amazing. You know, I'm watching every receiver. You know, Deebo, he's a leader. He's a vet. So, you know, just watching his route running and how he carries. So, you know, just be a sponge and soak everything up.
Working with Jaden Daniels, obviously he was prolific in year number one. What is it like catching passes from him and working with him on the sideline behind the scenes?
It's amazing. You know, I'm still just, as a young player that I am, I just learn, you know, critique mistakes, that if I do make mistakes, and just get better every day and learn from him.
See, you mentioned, you know, the making mistakes at training camp, those are going to happen. What is that camaraderie like with the guys and helping each other when you guys, you do need some things fixed?
That's what a team do. You know, as a receiver room, we pick on things that we've seen and, you know, critique it the next day and try not to make the same mistakes, and that's how we just get better.
What's it like learning this NFL offense?
It's smooth, you know. It's not too difficult. It's not too hard. Football is football. It's just got to be in your playbook.
Great job by Denton. Denton's doing a great job, and I really appreciate that. Ja'Cory Brooks after Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt today out at training camp. Dan Quinn is holding a daily presser before every practice during training camp. And he was asked earlier today about Kingsbury coming back for year two. Here's what he said.
The two of them and Tavita and David Blau, Brian Johnson, like this, you know, like ecosystem of quarterback play, it's really cool. But the person right in the front and center of it is Jaden. And it's the work ethic that he just doesn't back off. And that's one of the things that I really admire about him, that he is not changing the way he approaches things. I want to get done early, not get done. Get in early to find my edges and find the spot. So it is one of the things that I really, really appreciate him. The unseen work that goes in with him, it's a lot. And the staff's a big part of that, because, you know, when you're doing those things together, like, you're helping them get ready. And so we're very fortunate that way.
All right, that was a little bit different than I thought. More about the quarterback, but the staff as well. Look, they've got an outstanding coaching staff. A really good coaching staff, and there are a lot of talent on that staff offensively, led by, of course, Cliff Kingsbury. And I think, you know, you have to consider the distinct possibility, if they're really good on offense again, that this will be it for Kingsbury, that he will end up getting a head coaching job. And what Washington has supporting him are coaches like David Blau and Tavita Pritchard, Brian Johnson, and you know, even, you know, a guy that was a former head coach and heads up their running game, and Anthony Lynn. There's a lot of possibilities, you know, within the coaching group right now where you could replace Kingsbury if he ends up being a head coach in 2026 from your own staff. I'll also throw out this, and I think I talked about this like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Washington ended up, oddly, signing Josh Johnson to be a quarterback for training camp. You typically do have four in training camp, and they've got obviously Jaden and Marcus Mariota. They've got Sam Hartman still, but they went out and signed 39-year-old Josh Johnson, who was in San Francisco in 2022, when you also had in 2022 Adam Peters in San Francisco. Josh Johnson has been called by Jay Gruden the smartest, one of the smartest players he has ever been around. Josh Johnson's had like an incredible career when you look at it, going all the way back to 2008 when he was drafted in the fifth round by Tampa Bay. I mean, he keeps getting signed over and over again. Why? Because people love having him in his locker room. Well, 39 years old to jump on Washington's roster says to me that this is probably going to be it, and then he's going to be a part of perhaps their coaching staff. You know, whether it's here or somewhere else, he'll probably be a coach. But the fact that he chose here with an Adam Peters that he's very familiar with, and a situation in which there's a lot of talent, there's a lot of people that believe David Blau, Tavita Pritchard got interviewed for OC jobs, but that they could have, you know, two future OCs at least on this staff, and that they could be turning them over. Maybe getting ahead of our skis a little bit after one really good offensive season, because, you know, one injury and Kingsbury's the OC again in 2026. But Josh Johnson didn't come here to have an opportunity to play quarterback. He came here for some reason, and I would say it's because he's going to be great in the locker room, but he's looking at that next move where he wants to be involved in football, I'm guessing, and he viewed Washington and Adam Peters, who he's very familiar with, as this makes sense. So we'll see. All right, when we come back, Chris Russell will jump on with us, and we'll talk about the passing of Hulk Hogan. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.